Hey y'all, and welcome back to Friend. Let's talk about it. I'm your girl Shauna Marie, and today we have an amazing guest with us. This is Marquita. Say hey, Marquita.
Hey y'all.
Yes. So today we are talking about something. I don't know if you would consider it a little heavy. It can be for some people. It can definitely be a little heavy. Whatever you choose to share. But so me and Marquita, we actually went to real estate school
we
together.
We did.
And that's I don't even know how we started. I think I started sitting by you. We started sitting together.
And we started talking, and we both friendly, so.
So it just kind of went from
there. So it just went from there.
Yeah, and I still got our picture. I should, like, put it in there. Like,
oh, you should.
Because we graduated at the same time.
We sure did.
And I got our photo. Yeah.
That's so cute.
And we're at the same brokerage.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's how I know her.
That's so cool.
It's been great. Such a sweet person. I love her. Love her.
So sweet.
All right. So. Go ahead, kind of share with us the moment where you went through something and you had to ask yourself, like, can I still trust God after that?
Ooh, yes. So I have definitely, I don't know if I asked the question, can I trust God? But I think I just was in a really, really, I have been in a really, really like dark place. And I'll just share for everyone. I was pregnant in 2023. And I had my son July of 2023, and I lost him like 5 days afterwards. And what occurred shouldn't have occurred. It was very preventable, because my son was healthy. I was healthy throughout my whole pregnancy. And so it was definitely afterwards a very, very difficult time. And just even like the birth itself was traumatic. And then, you know, having to be in the hospital and having to see my son on life support and in the NICU and going to visit him. And then afterwards going home empty handed without a baby. And
girl, you're gonna make me cry. Stop.
Experiencing the, it was like really, really, it was really, really hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so
So it's gonna be a little heavy. It's gonna be a little heavy.
Okay. Hold on, a little girl. I just know. Like, I can only imagine, because you know I have a son too, and it's just like I don't know what I do. I'd be ready to fight everybody in the hospital,
girl. And it wasn't even the hospital saved me. I mean, the hospital, like, they were. And I think because they knew the situation, they knew what happened was so wrong. You know, I was like rushed, because just for context, I was at a birthing center, and there was a midwife was taking care of me. So in the midst of my labor, complications occurred, and I wasn't sent in time to the hospital until the last minute, when my son was in extreme distress and his heart rate had dropped below 70. So when a baby's heart rate drops that low, they don't receive oxygen to their brain. And so then I was taken to the hospital, and I was literally from like vehicle to wheelchair to like OR table. Like, I didn't go through any other, you know, like avenues. Like, I got from wheelchair to OR table. They put me out like that, and they got my son out. So they tried to save him, but the damage had already been done. It had been like probably minimum like 30 minutes of his heart rate being that low and him not getting up. Like, it was,
So if you don't mind sharing, what was that negligence on the midwife's part? Like, what did they miss?
Girl. So I had started like the labor at home, like that Friday night. Mm-hmm. So probably around 8 p.m. I started laboring, and you know, like, it was the labor where, you know, like, maybe 20 minutes, the contraction, like, you know, 20 minutes, like that pre-labor before you're in active labor. And so, like, all of Friday night and then Saturday, the contraction just kept getting, you know, stronger and closer together as the labor progressed. Mm-hmm. And so by Sunday night, so I had already been at home for 2 days or what is that, Friday? Yeah, like a day or 2 days. Yeah. Laboring, but by that Sunday night I was in like active labor. My contractions were like three, four
you
minutes
of labor for a long time.
I was in and so whenever I got to the birthing center, I was already at like a 7, they said. So I was in active labor whenever I got there. But over the night, my labor started to slow down and it wasn't progressing. So that went unnoticed. They didn't address that because you don't go from, if you're in active labor, it should continue to progress till the baby comes out, right? But it started slowing down. Like my contractions became very like sporadic. So like they went from being 3 minutes apart to being 10 minutes again, sometimes 15, sometimes 20. And then I was also later like towards throughout the night, I was also leaking meconium, which we know like that's also a sign of like fetal distress. So those were like the two main things that I should have been sent to the hospital whenever they started throughout the night and even onto Monday morning, but I wasn't. And so I stayed there because I trusted the midwife that she knew what she was doing. And whenever I did ask about the meconium, she told me that she wasn't concerned about it.
I would call 911 myself.
Until it was a dark, she said until it was a dark green, because it was like a mustard yellow, And she said that she wasn't concerned until it was like, she pointed to my friend's pants and was like, until it's like a dark green. And, I'm like, this is my first baby. Like, I've never experienced this before. I am a nurse, but I'm an ER nurse. I save people from heart attacks, strokes, trauma, like I don't deliver babies. Yeah, so I was still there. And then around like 4 p.m. this on Monday, July 3rd. So she did some invasive thing, and that's what ultimately caused my son's heart rate to drop. So yeah, so it was definitely negligence. And it definitely was preventable, and it shouldn't have happened.
That's so crazy, and I'm so sorry you went through
Yeah,
that.
thank you.
I'm trying not to get emotional.
It's okay, let it out, girl.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta let it out.
I'm just curious, like, what was your mindset around that time? Like, what was going through your mind?
So after, so I can tell you, like, I remember like vividly whenever they were pushing me in the wheelchair at the hospital and I didn't feel him move anymore. I wasn't having contractions. And I knew like then, I was like, man, this is not, like, this is not good, And then afterwards, while I was in the hospital, he was in NICU. I was still in like the postpartum. And like almost immediately, like the day after, I was like, how did this happen? Like, that was my first question. Like, what in the world? Like, is this real right now? Like, what just happened? And I started like doing digging on like the midwife and on different stuff because I'm like, there's no way that I have a healthy 9 months of pregnancy, a healthy son of pregnancy. I mean, yeah, a healthy son during my pregnancy, and then all of a sudden during labor, like this happens, So my mindset during that time was like just trying to figure out what in the, like, what just happened? And I mean, I was optimistic that he would improve, but a part of me also, because I am a nurse and I do understand the process, that they were doing in the NICU. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just, I just tried to keep hope, but then I was also realistic with myself. So, that was during the hospital. And then, I mean, afterwards, my mindset was, I don't know what my mindset was after that. I just was, I don't know, disbelief. It was surreal.
Did the midwife ever speak to you or come to you and apologize or?
That's a whole story. No. Okay, that's the short answer. She did not. She sent me a text message, like a couple days later, and was like, You and Malik are in our prayers, or we're thinking, how are you? Or I don't know, some like BS text message. And then I think they may have sent me like a text message maybe a week later. I don't even think they did that. I know for sure it was that one message that week, I remember. But I haven't seen her since. I haven't talked to her since. And the owners of the birthing center tries to send me, or they did send me like a little card right in their sympathy and how they understand and they're sorry. And they may not have said I'm sorry, but they tried to like relate because one of them had lost like a toddler. He drowned.
Got
And
you.
so she tried to like relate to the loss. But that was it. I haven't like physically spoken with her, but there has been since then we have started a nonprofit. And myself and two other women who were also at the birthing center, the nonprofit is called Moms Advocating for Moms Alliance, and we have like been fighting for change. We had a bill in legislation. We've spoken on a podcast about our births. We've been very, very active since we like got together. And get this. Say,
Get this.
the midwife has sent out, or she sent out in April, a pending lawsuit against me, against the survivors, me, these two women, and another woman who spoke on the podcast about telling our stories. Yes. Yes, girl.
That
Yes.
is crazy. So no accountability.
No.
Maybe it was real sympathy, but in my mind, I'm hearing fake sympathy.
It was fake.
It's almost like they kind of saved their behinds because it's just like, we have to do something, you know, just.
1,000%.
And then now she's trying to sue you? It's just her alone, or is it the facility?
It's no, so we got the facility is closed down.
Okay.
For
What is it?
unknown reasons, they closed down. We did protest outside of their facility once, and they were not up to par with some city regulations, so I'm assuming that's why they closed down.
I love
I don't know, but yeah, so it's just her, and she started another, like it closed down, they dispersed and they started their own thing. So it's like her, another midwife that was there who started another company. And they're that, yeah.
Wow. That's so crazy.
Yeah, it is
I'm like
crazy.
in disbelief myself because that is insane.
It
Like
is.
you, negligence on your part, there's no accountability. Now you have the audacity to try to sue.
Girl.
Girl, okay, that's crazy. I need a moment. I need a
I
moment to digest that
know.
because,
Girl.
okay,
It's insane.
that is
It's
insane.
unbelievable that it's just unbelievable.
Wow. Okay, so
Take a sip of my
if I
I
had tea,
Girl, no, for real though.
I will be sipping my tea. I'll be sipping my tea. Okay, so during the middle of all of that, like, did you ever, I don't know, like, how to ask this question. Like, what was your relationship with God during that time? And like, were you in deep prayer? Like, I know you said that you still had hope and you were still believing, but at the same time, you felt like you had to be realistic because you're in this field. But it's just like, what was that relationship with God looking like during the middle of it?
Yes, I did pray and I did have faith and I did hope. But I mean, afterwards, I just feel like I had no other choice but to like lean on him because I don't know what I don't know what I would have done, to be honest. You know, it's like such a like tragic and like tragic thing that happens, and it's like I was in such a dark place. I didn't like resort to like drugs or nothing crazy. You know, I just was home and you know recovering because I had to have a C-section. So like for you know 6 weeks you can't do anything, and it's like just sitting in the house alone in the dark sometimes, But it's like when you're in that, like in that moment, like
Yeah.
it's just, I don't know, it's just still disbelief. It's like surreal, you know? And then not to mention, like, you know, my son's stuff was still there. I still had his
Yeah.
crib and clothes, onesies, books, like all these things that I bought to bring a baby home. So I just really leaned on God, and I can't say that I was necessarily like in prayer or even in my Bible. I just knew like God, like I need you right now. And he brought me through that. And I just started to grow my faith stronger and stronger since then because,
Yeah.
you know, I mean, I am still blessed to even be here because I could have easily had a complication on the operating table. You know, I had to have an emergency C-section. That was not planned at all, you know. So,
Yeah. I love that. And it makes me think, 'cause like when I met you, knowing that this was in 2023, and I met you in, I think we met in like April, March, April 24. So it hadn't even been a year
It
yet.
hadn't even been a
But like
year.
meeting you and like talking to you, I didn't even know. Like I would have never known. Like you were just so friendly and so bubbly and laughing, and but I didn't find out until I think we added each other on Instagram, and then I seen it and I was just like, I was like, I want to cry. But it's just like I didn't get that from you. So like during that time, like how did you start to heal? Like what were some of the things that you did to start healing from that?
I found a church home. I knew, I said, I have to get somewhere where I can get the word. And I found a church home at Concord. Little plug for Concord.
I need a service from where? I need a service. I can't even have
Concord
this.
Church, we are the bomb. We got good worship. Okay, anyways. So I found my church. I actually visited a couple of churches, and Concord was the one, like I just felt so at home. I felt at peace. I cried the first time I went. Like it was a lady who was there, you know, Pastor Carter was like, grab the hand of your neighbor, y'all get in a circle of three and pray for one another. And it was an older lady, and she was just praying, and girl, I just start crying. And I'm not like a, so I've never been like a big crier, you know. And whoo, let me tell you now,
Girl, I cry for everything.
them tears be rolling, like. So I got a church home. I have a beautiful community there. I'm in a sisterhood group. Like I go to church every Sunday unless I'm like out of town or something. But you know, and that was the first big thing that I did because I knew I needed to have a church home to have that community worship, you know, and get a word. And then I just started to grow my prayer life because that is like so important. And I didn't realize, I think, until like last year that God really do be answering our prayers, like legit, legit. Like when you're like truly like seeking Him and like He really do be answering your prayers.
And sometimes we don't notice it. We'll think that, 'cause like
No.
we may forget the prayer, but God doesn't. And I was just having a conversation with myself because I started thinking, I'm just like, I sure ask for, and
Exactly.
come through. Come through, Lord.
Like that's just really amazing. So, but yeah, so that's how I just started to grow that. And it just has been flourishing since. And I think like whenever you do that, even just something as simple as like the music you listen to, you know, not that I like I never really listen to rap like that unless I'm in the gym or something, but you know, I just so easily can turn on Christian music, gospel music anytime and just be okay with that and just really praise him and be in that presence at any time, you know, and it just feels really good.
I love that you mentioned that because I am now a really big advocate on community. And I feel like, yes, we came into this world alone. We're gonna probably go out alone. But while we're here, God has given us people for a reason. And I feel like getting into the right community and being surrounded by the right individuals, it really does help you grow. It helps you heal. It helps you remain accountable. Like I used to be a very offensive person. So like somebody, I'm offended. But like through my community, through my community,
I know
community.
what you meant. No.
Through my community, I have learned like what soft correction is, and it's just like it does not have to be rude. It does not have to be harsh. Like this is coming from love. It's just like I just need to learn how to like receive that well. And I'm just like I've grown so much through community. Yeah. So you mentioning that, like I be telling people, get in a small group, get in community, go outside, go meet people
for real,
the right people,
the right people, because that matter. That it especially does. If you're like a if you're a Christian woman or a believer. Like, you want to make sure you're surrounding yourself with similar women, y'all all on the same path, because, you know, I'm not saying only, you know, because you can always be a light to somebody, one of your friends or somebody else, but, you know, just be, like, super mindful about who you surround yourself with. I agree with that.
Yeah. I would say, because, of course, I have people in my life that I grew up with that's not 100% in the church, but I also have my church community, but I just know that that church community and being a word and praying, that keeps me strong.
Yeah.
So, like, even if somebody tried to lead me astray, it's just like, nah.
Nah. Facts. Facts. Nah. Faith too strong over here, baby. Like.
Too strong.
Too strong.
Exactly. But, yes, I love that you mentioned that. So, thank you. I also know, another thing I noticed, I know that the gym is really important to you as well. So
yes. The gym, I feel like God and the gym was the two things that, like, listen, because the gym is like a safe place for me. Not only do, you know, obviously the result, I end up looking like I work out or decent or whatever. But like it is, it's like a safe place, like to just go lift a little heavy weights, do a little, some squats, do some cardio, and like,
feel good.
I'm like, oh, I feel accomplished today.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. It's a major thing. It's really a lifestyle though. Yeah.
I even found that in the gym as well. Like I love when I can, when I do go, I love it. But okay, so like today, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. Like how do you feel like you have grown from that situation? Like where's your mind now? Mm-hmm. Like who are you today?
Who am I today? I'm definitely a different person, I feel like. I feel like grief is, I heard somebody say, like, grief is love with no place to go. Mm-hmm. And it is. It is, like, my heart, like, aches, like, every day, you know? And that's just really hard. But, like, I just lean into God, and I just continue to pray, give him all the glory. And I just try to be an example of his goodness and his grace and his mercy, because he gives that to us.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think now, you know, I'm always going to have that. I feel like I'm always going to have like that pain or that hurt. I don't think that's ever going to go away. Like when you experience that kind of loss, but that can help me relate to somebody else who may need, you know, I've had women reach out to me who have also like lost their baby. And if you have never experienced that before, you don't really know that feeling. So I think that that is one thing that I have got from that. And then also, you know, with our nonprofit, that is like, that has been something I never expected that I was going to do. Like, I just knew afterwards, I was like, I have got to make sure this don't happen again.
Yeah.
That was my thought. I was like, this cannot happen to another person. And whenever Kristen, she's one of the other founders, and Amanda's the other founder, she's seen my, I left a Google review like 2 months after it happened, because I was like, still like angry, you know, like in disbelief. And I'm like, people got to know this, you know. And she seen my review, and she had created, then after that, she created like a survivors Facebook group for women who particularly suffered from this birthing center. And it's quite a few of us in there. There's like 40 people.
That's too many.
Exactly. So, exactly. So, So that has really been a blessing, because it's helped me, I feel like, kind of open up and just be a little more vulnerable, because I don't really talk about it You know, I've always been kind of a private person, and this has, I like, if somebody asks or if it's something related to that, I speak up and I'm like, hey, like, this is what happened. Like, this is what we're fighting for, you know? So the nonprofit has been a unexpected, beautiful blessing. And I think God, this is gonna sound crazy, but I think, like, sometimes God allows us to, like, get in a deep, dark place to give us an option to either choose Him, choose the light, or choose other and choose the darkness. And I think whenever I was in that place and I chose Him, it's just been a continuous, like, growth and upward path since then. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. That makes me so happy to hear. And
It is not that, like, I was choosing bad before then. I've always been a believer, but never, like, to this. I feel like my heart, my mind, my soul, like, I'm, like, actively, like, seeking Him to, like,
Yeah.
learn His word, to understand Him, you know, to be more intentional with the way that I move, the people I surround myself with, just the things that I do. Like, it's just different than, you know, what it was before. And so that's like where I am now.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you would have never thought you'd be doing this, like, with a nonprofit.
No.
Yeah, and it makes me think about my pastor. He created a master class for people who aren't sure of what their purpose is. So he was like, okay, I'll help you. And I started watching that. I haven't finished it. But I know at the beginning it talks about what are your pain points? Like, what are things that you have gone through? He was like, I'm talking about balled up, blanket overhead, don't want to come out in the dark.
And you talking about me. No.
I'm like, dang, you ain't turn on the light. But like, when he said that, it really made me think about every single pain point I have and, like, now where I am in life. I'm like, I can literally talk to almost anybody in so many different walks of life, because I'm just like, child.
We got some
Sometimes I'm
lists.
like, God, why? But now it's just like, I know why. And, like, a lot of people can come to me for different things, and I can have that kind of, because I walk through it. I walk through a lot, and I'm just like, okay, so thinking about the pain points, and, like, that was a pain point that you unfortunately had to go through, but now it serves a bigger purpose. Oh, that's beautiful.
It's my therapist.
Shout out to therapy.
Shout out to therapy, y'all. If y'all not in therapy, please, because we all got some kind of healing, you know. But my therapist, she kind of, like, talked about that, like, how God gave Malik a purpose, and his purpose was to help save other babies.
I think that's so beautiful. How did that make you feel hearing that?
It makes me feel, like, in awe, grateful. Makes me feel, I don't know, it was just the wow. I was in agreement. I was like, yeah, he did, because I wasn't going to let his death just be in vain, because it was preventable and it shouldn't happen, you know. So insistent. I mean, I do feel like we have made change and have saved women from choosing, you know, or even just provided, like, some kind of education, or even just the thought, like, oh, these women are really fighting for a change. Like, maybe what, let me go look into what they talk about, you know? So yeah.
That's awesome. So, what is something that you would say to a person that has gone through what you've gone through, and, like, to just give them some words of encouragement? Or how do you, like, how can they get through loss, or whether it's loss, betrayal, whatever, like, any pain point? Like, what's some advice that you would give?
I think the first thing I would say is the feelings. So sometimes we try to run from whatever pain or hurt that we have. And I think that's one of the first things, is sometimes you just got to sit in it, and you got to accept it, and then figure out how or where to start that healing. That's kind of one of the first things. And since I am a believer, I think that
you have to truly, truly like give it to God and lean into Him, whether that's in prayer, in worship, releasing the hurt to Him and saying, God, I give this to you. I think those two. And I would say, like, there is hope for healing on the other side. Like, it's hard in the middle of it. It's hard going through it. I mean, I still have hard days, like, where I cry myself to sleep sometimes. So I think you just learn how to find some kind of peace with it. And that's a God-given peace. That's not a human peace. Yeah. That is a God will give you peace to get through it. And He will comfort you. I think you just have to continue to give it to Him and seek Him. But there is a way through the healing. There is, you know, you can heal. You can get through it. Surround yourself with people that's going to love you. Like, have a really good support system. Because I have amazing parents, siblings, friends, you know, family. So I think just leaning into your support system, don't be afraid to ask for help, because I used to be one of them people who didn't ask for stuff. Oh, I can do it. I'm okay. Whatever. And, you know, like,
no, I'm okay. Whatever.
You know,
the hyper-independence.
The hyper-independence, you know. And I actually read something the other day, and it was like, grief has taught me to live soft. And you do. And you learn how to, I am not hyper independent no more. I'm not.
She said, "Help me."
Please. I am not an independent woman.
No, for real. I am a soft woman.
Help I me. Am not an independent woman. I'm like, I ask for help. When people ask how I'm doing, I don't be like, oh, I'm good. I'm great. You know, that used to be me. I'm like, you know, today was kind of hard, but I'm all right though. I'm gonna make it through. You know, I think just being like real and being real with yourself and like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, addressing those feelings. Affirming those feelings maybe is the word I'm looking for.
Because
it's like we feel it, but for me personally, like, I would feel something.
Validating?
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Like, validate those feelings, you know, and don't just ignore it, because whenever you ignore them and you push them to the back, then now it's just another thing just balled up back there, and it's just there and you haven't addressed it at all, you know. Yeah. And it just starts building on top of each other. So that's another thing, baby. Live soft.
Yes,
it's okay.
I love that.
Yeah,
soft life
all the
hard
way
wig, soft life.
Not the hard wig. I'm kidding.
Your wig does not have to be hard to live a soft life, guys. It's okay.
Oh my goodness. But
no, thank you so much for sharing that, girl.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Yes.
Tell the people how they can support you and Malik's Law.
Yeah. So Malik's Law, unfortunately, didn't make it this session, but next session, 2027, we definitely gonna be back. But our nonprofit is Moms Advocating for Moms Alliance, and you can find it on like Instagram and Facebook, and our website is mamadfw.org. And then my personal page is Marquita Simone. That's me. And I just promote a lot of like health, fitness. That's always been like my thing, is like fitness and health and all of that. So
I'll drop it all. I'll drop all the links. I'll drop your tag, everything, so that people can connect with you and support.
Yes. We got some fun merch just dropping next. Well, we'll have some merch on the website. No,
coming soon. I know.
But you know what? One thing I did want to add was, because I had wrote it down in my notes that I wanted to say, that I learned just in this process of healing, was God want us to bring everything to Him. Like, all of our decisions is one thing that I learned. Like, there's nothing too small to go to God for. Nothing. You know? And I think that's been like a super, super learning curve for me. Because I used to think,
I'll just go to God about the big things,
Yeah.
you know. And I think like that's been super important. Like every decision, it's like always pray on it, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Lord, should I go to this gas station to put gas in my car? Is there a better one? I just need to ask. I'm just saying, you say anything. Is there
Facts.
cheaper gas around the
Facts.
corner?
It could be a murderer or whatever.
Like, you never know, so you gotta ask.
No, like he do. He wants you. If you got a question, if you uncertain, like baby,
Exactly.
God, does this man need to be in my life or no? Can you just remove him, please?
Those are the prayers I'm scared to pray. But anyway,
Pray
look,
them, girl. You gotta pray them hard ones.
you do. No, for
You
because he be,
do.
but he be removing them like real quick. I'm like, man,
Quick.
it can be a week.
Quick.
Let me get it out of my system first.
Bro,
They
quick.
be gone. It don't
Gone.
matter.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is so beautiful because it's just like God, like I got you. I'm protecting you. Ask
Facts.
and I deliver.
And I
But I'd be like,
deliver.
but it had to be that quick. It had to be. My heart was not ready.
Girl,
Girl, that's a whole different conversation.
I'm telling you, we can go on and on. We need listen, I'm about to come back for a whole relationship
Girl, come
conversation.
on. Because I do have a relationship series coming up soon.
We
We'll
got
be,
lots to say
but
about
yes,
that.
we got, girl, I'm gonna bring, you gonna come back. You gonna come back because we got lots to say about that. But yeah, but thank you so much for
Goodness.
sharing your
Thank
story,
you
girl. I
for
really
listening
appreciate
to
you.
me.
I held back, but my heart, because I'm just like I didn't know like the details, so it
Yeah.
was just,
If
it's like a deep sigh, like.
it is, and honestly, I still don't even like I pick and choose like things I can talk about because or else once the tears start rolling, I can't hold them back.
I
And
got
I would
tissue.
be in here boohooing, makeup all over the place, like, you know, but yeah, man, I don't share a lot of the stuff that happened, but
That's
man,
okay.
it's
I'm gonna say only share what you're comfortable with, but I can only imagine, and I can sympathize because I'm just like I haven't been through it, but I can imagine.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say because I lost a sibling, so I can relate to
Yeah,
people
and
that
that's
lost a sibling.
hard. I'm sorry.
Girl, like you said, like sometimes there are days where you still cry about. Like my
Yeah.
brother passed in May, and it was 8 years, like when his anniversary came up, and I don't know why, but as soon as May started, I started grieving him.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's been 8 years. Why am I boo? I'm having dreams about him. I'm just like
Yeah.
boohooing. I'm just like, it's so, like you said, how grief works. Like it's really crazy.
It is
So
crazy.
it's like loss is hard.
Loss is very hard. It is
Okay, let
very
me
hard.
stop talking before I get emotional.
Let it out, girl. Let it
Want
out.
me to cry?
Let it out, girl. No, but it is hard. But I think one of the beautiful things that, like, I feel like grieving has brought me, and like just getting a better understanding of God and knowing that this is not the end, like this life, and that
Yes.
there's another to be continued. There's another
There's a new earth.
part
So
of life. New earth, new everything,
we'll
you
be
know?
reconnected.
We're not
So you never know.
suffering. There's no sin. There's no sadness. We're just living how we were supposed to before Eve took that.
Period. We're gonna be like, new life, who this? Is she coming? Because I don't know. I might go back to my sinful ways because I got questions. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, it's, I sense that spirit. I think that's Eve in the Bible. I'm gonna have to talk to her. Hold on real quick. No, I'm just kidding. Got some
Too
questions. Got some
funny.
questions in
Girl,
that.
why did you take that apple?
Why? What was the point? Did you really need to know everything?
Was it that good?
She probably would be like, you know, actually, it was pretty juicy.
I
Play too
can't.
much. Play too much.
We just playing, God. We just playing.
He probably laughing with us. Like, he was like, well, all the fruit was good. He made
Mercy. That is too
Oh, that's
funny.
so funny. But okay, y'all, let's get into this rooted reflection. So, my rooted reflection prompt that I have. It's usually like a journal entry. So you guys can journal it. You can sit with it. You can just think about it. Drop it in the comments, whatever you want to do. But the entry I have for you today is, where have you stopped trusting God? Not out of rebellion, but out of heartbreak. What would it look like to open that place back up to Him gently today? And then a scripture I want you all to remember, one of my favorite scriptures, because me, I'm always heartbroken by something. Just saying, it's just being real. You girl, so sensitive. Like, girl. So, the scripture I
That's not
have
life.
is Psalm 34 and 18, which reminds us that the Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
Amen.
Yes. I appreciate you so much for coming on again. And that's a wrap.
Thank you for having me and thinking
Of
of me and
course. I need to
share my little input.
I'm telling you, look, girl, that was a big input. Talking about little, that was a big one. You did your big one with that. Thank you so much for sharing. But all right, y'all, until next time, make sure you like, you comment, you subscribe, you hit that notification button so you don't miss anything. Until next week, I'll see you then. Stay rooted, stay real, and stay close to him. Bye, y'all.
Bye.